In Minecraft, Mojang has given us stats, bats, and cats. But you know what is still missing? Hats!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you can binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere, on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Visit HuluPlus.com/twit to start your free 2-week trial. That's HuluPlus.com/twit. Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Just watch all of our episodes, 109 of them. Today we have an awesome mod by the legendary mod maker, iChun. It's called Hats, and it does exactly what you think it would do. It gives you access to wearing and finding hats in Minecraft. The mod was made during a 96-hour modding marathon competition known as Mod Jam. It was super fun and super unique, just like almost all of iChun's mods. In fact, the last mod we showed off was also made during a Mod Jam. Let me show it off. This mod is super simple to install. It uses Forge and obviously requires it. So if you are used... If you're used to Forge mods, then you know what to expect. I am already on fire. This is going to be a great episode. So if you are in a survival world, there will be hats added to random mobs throughout the game. So you kind of walk around and try to find mobs that have hats on them. Sometimes it's really quick to find these mobs with hats. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes you'll find them on chickens. Sometimes you'll find them on zombies. Sometimes you'll find them on wolves. It's kind of a nice little hunt to help help you get out into the world and explore to find more hats. If I look over here, it looks like that cow... What is that cow wearing? He's wearing a hat. So what you do to get the hat is you go ahead and kill the cow. So I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Cow Friend. There we go. So I just unlocked the top hat. Looks like over here. Oh. What are you wearing on your head? Mr. Piggy, it is your turn. And there we go. So now we have the Sea Skeledron hat. If you ever see... And to activate your hat menu, go ahead and hit H. And so now I have the top hat, which I just unlocked. You can see my characters wearing it. Or I can do this Skeledron hat. If a hat has a C next to it, it means that this was a contributor to the mod. So if there are a few, there are a lot of actually contributors that helped make this mod. I like how I'm wearing a hat with of a character who's also holding an axe, who's also wearing a hat. This is a very, very meta hat. But anyway, there's lots of contributors, and you will find that they have lots of hats. Sometimes it's the creator's skin. Sometimes it's something cute, like maybe just a cat or a dragon or something like that. So after you've gone through the world and collected lots and lots of hats, you will get a nice inventory of potential hats. A quick way, if you don't want to go find them all, is to switch yourself into game mode 1, which once you go into the hat inventory, you will have all of the hats unlocked. So I could choose this cute little panda or any of these people. Because the parentheses comes first in the alphabet, it starts off with all of the contributors here. This is, I just kind of like this one. It kind of reminds me of the old things you'd get like for Christmas or something. And so these first few things are all of the contributors. Once you get back past that, there's lots of others. There's this axe head. Pretty good. Australian minecart. Just puts a minecart on my head. Ash's cap. Arrow through the hat. I mean, there's all sorts of really, really great. I have a hat with a cake on it. I have the cage hat. Once you find a hat that you like, all you have to do is hit done. There you go. And now you are wearing the hat. And if I do F5, you can see I got a little cat in the hat on. Looking great. There are 70 8 hats that come already installed with this mod, but you can add extra hats if you want. I believe that I added cat ears. So if I search for cat, there we go. I added these little cat ears here. These are not a standard. I went to a website, which you can find in our show notes, which has a nice database of hats. Right off the bat, these hats are really great. And so let's just go through a few of these options here. I'll hit done so I can wear these cat ears on my head. I really like that look. It's pretty good, pretty good. So hitting H to open back up the hat viewer, you can see there's, I believe, 23 pages that normally start off. Actually, I guess 24 because I've only added one hat. You have some options. So with this specific hat, I can colorize it. So I can switch the color from pink to something like that. It just takes the base color and changes it. This doesn't really change actual colors like within the hat. Like there isn't a specific color that's been chosen. And then you go back to the hats list. If you would like a random hat, you can hit the random hat button, which will just cycle through the current list you're in. And you can switch between favorites, which I haven't favorited any hats yet, or categories. So if you just want to look at the contributors and switch between the contributors, you're now in the contributors list when you hit the random hat button. Now let's say, let's get back and hit all hats. Let's say that you found a hat that you absolutely love. In fact, let me go ahead and find the cat ears. And I want to go ahead and favorite this hat. What I have to do is hold down shift and then click the button, and now they change, that one button changes into four buttons where I can add it to a category if I want, which I haven't made any categories, so you don't see any. Or you can favorite that hat. So let me go ahead and search. And by the way, just a quick tip, if you have something written in here and you've clicked away and done all sorts of stuff, a quick way to empty that search field at the bottom is just to right-click it, and it'll get rid of whatever is in there. So if I find the cat ears, shift and click again, I can add this to my favorites. I could delete the hat, or I could cancel the hat. You could also shift, and this delete changes into disable hat. So if you don't want to actually delete it from your computer, you could just disable it from the normal all hats list, and it will go away. Shift is kind of an important tool with this specific mod. It kind of opens up a lot of extra abilities. After that, you can personalize your GUI and you know, first person things like that. You also have a refresh list if you want to refresh all the hats. So say you've added extra hats into the mod. Oh, sorry, I'm in personalize mode, which allows you to take away. Let's say, you know what, I'm never going to use personalize again. I can get rid of that. I'm never going to use this refresh because I'm not going to install stuff. And you know what, I really just don't use categories. I can do that. And once I'm done with personalization, those go away. Now, you can see as I hover over, there are letters associated with each menu. So random hat is R. I can get those hidden menus back by hitting the appropriate key. And a personalized was P. So let me just go ahead and bring those back. Actually, I wonder if I can. There we go. I'm trying to get it back in the same order that it was in. I'm going to hit done. And finally, there's a pro tip section at the bottom, which you can click through, which is kind of nice to really understand what a deep and powerful mod this is. So, up next, you have found all of these hats in your world, but you want to show them off. Well, with the recent update that iChun added, now you can have hat racks and show them off to all of your friends. But first, Hulu Plus. You know Hulu.com. It's the place where you can find and stream awesome TV shows and movies online. But what happens if you don't have a computer around and you want to watch it on your TV, on your smartphone, on your tablet? Now with Hulu Plus, you can watch all of your favorite shows anywhere, anytime. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and selections of acclaimed movies on your television or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Of course, it's all streamed in HD, so you know it's gonna look good. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite current TV shows like Saturday Night Live, Community, and Family Guy. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals, such as The Awesomes, including SNL's Seth Meyers. And it only costs $7.99 a month for as many TV shows and movies as you want, whenever you want. So here is the offer that I have for you. It's exclusive, just me and you get to know about it. If you want 2 free weeks of Hulu Plus, head on over to huluplus.com/twit, and a special 2-week offer is given to you, listeners of our show. Once again, that is huluplus.com/twit to get an extended free trial that I have sent you. And we thank Hulu Plus for their support of Twit, and I hope you enjoy watching instantly with Hulu Plus. So let's check out what you can do with Hat Racks. So this is actually a separate mod that you will have to download off of iChun's website. But it's super simple. You just put down a wooden slab and a stick above it, and you get a hat stand. What you can do with this hat stand is place it on the ground, just like this, or you can even place it on the side of a block, just like this. Once you click into it, you have access to all of your hats. So let's go find those wonderful cat ears. You can place them right on top. You can see how it has this little peg here, but you know this doesn't quite perfectly work with the cat ears. So let's go ahead and clear that out. Let's go find one of my favorites. It was Tiger Eye. Yeah, Tiger Eye. Here we are. It's a little kitten. Now, as you can see, this little stand right here doesn't quite work with this specific hat. It's supposed to be a hat that, you know, it's a kitten sitting on your head, so this peg doesn't make sense. Have no fear. You can go into the personalize item, and you can disable the stand. So now it's just sitting on the base. You could also decide to disable the base. So now, if I clear out of this, it's just a little cat sitting on the ground. Isn't that so cute? You can go back into it. We could, let's say, you know what? I do want it sitting on a head. You could choose a head. You go between skeleton, a wither skeleton, a zombie, my player head, which it will download, Steve head, and creeper head, and then back to, you know what? There's these are these other ones. Pigman Blaze, you could be an invisible head, no head, which we had before. You can also change the color, just like you could on top of your head if you wanted. And there you go. Same thing over here. And this is kind of cool because some things are so big. Here, let's go put one on top of this mountain here, just right here on the top. Get rid of that block. Put this down. Some of these hats are big enough that they just kind of look cool all on their own, like this TARDIS. And so if we personalize without a base, there we go. Oops, I forgot to hit done. TARDIS. You can personalize without a base. Hit done, and now you just have a TARDIS sitting here in your world. There's a few of these sort of larger hats, and of course you can download your own if you want to get creative. The hat mod adds extra silliness to Minecraft and is super easy to use. So make sure you head on over and download it at ichun.us/mods/hats. If you would like to subscribe to the show, you can head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft and make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you want to send us email, mail@omgcraft.com. And if you want to check out my personal YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/omgchad, where we do vlogs and let's plays of Minecraft and other video games. And it's all family friendly. Thanks so much for checking out this episode of OMG Craft. See you next time. Bye.